know personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dykewood Mills. Dykewood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 2,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and the author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 200 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people, full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dykewood Mills. That draws us to.
your testimony. Say amen. Oh, I didn't hear you. I said it's time for testimony. Say amen. As you hear the testimonies through the prophecies, your testimony is on its way. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together as we welcome Mavis A. Champon to share her testimony with us. Please encourage her as she comes on stage.
Hi, everyone. My name is Mavis A. Champon, and I am an auntie from my First Love Fellowship. And I'm here to testify of the blessings of the a miracle job I received through the prophecies of the prophet of this house. I have been applying for a job for some time now, even before I finished my national service. And by the grace of God, I got the opportunity to be interviewed. And I went for the interview, and the interview went on very well. But I was told that I have a final interview to attend. So I was there, and I received the message that the final interview is to be at the UMB head office, that is at airport. So I went there. But then, before I went there, I forgot to print out my CV. And then that morning, I was very late. So I was very scared. When I got there very late, too. When I got there, I was waiting, and then I waited for quite a number of hours. And as we were waiting, a man came and mentioned some names of people. And I later found out that they were protocol list, and all hope was lost. I really didn't believe that it would go on well, but I was prompted by the Holy Spirit to listen to a message, and then I listened to my long-awaited promotion has come. And in the message, the prophet, that Bishop Dagon Mills, prayed. And then he said that every error, every mistake, every deviation, the blood of God is a solution. And then the blood of God will cover up for all mistakes. And he prayed that God is the lifter up of our heads. He declared that we are promoted and that we are passing our tests. And I believed it. I really believed it. And when I went in, I made a lot of mistakes genuinely, but then I believed the prayers. And after some time, I received a message that I've been given the job. And not just that, 1 week into the job, just this past week, I had a message that my salary has been increased by 15%. And I believe that it is the prayers that I believed I received from the prophet that made such a way. And I want to thank you so much, Daddy, for praying for us and prophesying over us. Thank you very much.
Amen. The prophecy you believe. We have another testimony. Do you want to hear more testimonies? Put your hands together as we welcome Olufemi to share his testimony with us.
Hallelujah. My name is Olufemi from Miochoba Center, and I'm a dance sister. I want to thank God for how the prophecies manifested practically in my life. Last week, I decided to check my results. And among the A's and B's, I saw an F sitting mightily by my most important course. If I had failed that course, I would not be going to the next year. So we're at a rehearsal. I was sad, but I had to smile so everybody would not ask me why. And I'll say, oh, my results. So I went home and I slept. I didn't even think about it. The next day I woke up, I was still sad. And I remembered that he's saying, anything that somebody says, anything that will make somebody say sorry to you, I bind it in the name of Jesus. So I said, okay. And I went to look for the prayer. I had it on my... So I played it once. And he said, there's a strong man somewhere. He said, he'll not let you go. But I said, he'll let you go. He'll let you go. And I said, amen. And I slept again. So the next day, as I was going to school, I was afraid. Because I'm going to my hostel. They had to check my things. They had to say, I'm 200, I'm 100. And I went... I paid. The hostel porter told me that your roommate is also doing your course and he's in level 100. It means I'll be in the same class with my roommate. And then the devil kept saying to me, hey, you and your roommate are in the same class. So then I came out and I was playing the music from the school to my house, from my house to the school. Then I opened my class group. They are sending results again. Me, I was like, these people, why? Me, I've already failed. Why send it again? When I opened it, the F had miraculously changed to a C plus. Hey! To a C plus. I was just excited. So, I want to give God all the glory and thank the prophets for praying for us. And even though you have their messages, you don't pray later. It's all to you. God bless you.
Amen! By the prophets, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. God is bringing us out of every Egypt that we are in. Do you want to hear more testimonies? Put your hands together as we welcome Adam to share his testimony with us.
Hello everyone. My name is Adam Ahiato. I'm a film star and I'm from Lagos. I want to give God all the glory for divine provision through the prophecy of the prophet of this house. Amen. I had a car on campus last year and the car was very, very faulty. The car used to give me a lot of problems. I used to spend a lot of money on my car. I used to spend almost all my pocket money on the car. So somewhere in October last year, I came for a gathering service. And Bishop, the prophet prophesied casually. And I really believed it. He said that we'll find our cars parked on a car park. Though I had a car, I still stood up and to raise my hand to believe it. So a while after, I took a step of faith to call my dad to actually tell him to give me his old car and buy himself a new car, because the car was still giving me a lot of problems. It was still giving me a lot of, it was consuming a lot of fuel. So when I told him, he didn't really give me any positive response. But so I still believed. So later on that day, I saw a missed call from him. So I called him, and to the glory of God, he asked me that he gave me two options and asked me to choose between two cars. And it was very serious, because at the first time, he didn't really seem like he would do that for me. So after that, some few weeks went by and I was not hearing anything from him. So he called me and it seemed that he had changed his mind, but I was not angry or anything. I still kept believing in the prophecy. So I received a message from him and I saw two pictures of two cars. And he called me and told me to choose between one of the cars. And to the glory of God, this January, my dad bought me a new car. Amen. So I want to urge everyone here to believe in the prophecies. And these are the keys of their cars. These are the keys of their cars, yeah. And I want to urge everyone here to believe in the prophecies. I tell you, believe in the prophecies of our prophet. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah! Are we being blessed by the testimonies? We have another testimony. Put your hands together as we welcome Philemon Dabra to share his testimony with us.
Good morning. My name is Philemon Dabra. I'm from Adonai Basenta, Kolebu. I want to thank God for how he has blessed me by bringing a prophet into my life to prophesy things which wouldn't have happened naturally. So my testimony is about how I received a package from the UK and how I also miraculously got a room, even though I didn't apply for it. So going back to like about last year, December, I started saving up. I wanted to buy an electric guitar for myself. And then my aunt and my cousin were coming to Ghana from England. So I told them that I would buy it and then give it to them so they bring it to me. But they said it wasn't possible because their luggage would be excess and they would have to pay extra for it. And I also suggested that, okay, then fine, you can ship it. Because when they ship stuff, so it will come. And I'll get it later on. And they said, no, they have to buy a hard box for it, and it could get broken and extra cost. And so it wasn't possible at all. So I forgot about it, and then I continued life normally. And so I came for a service. We had a service about 3 months ago, and then Bishop was, after the service when we had communion, Bishop started praying. And he started prophesying, and he said something, I see somebody here getting a package from the UK. And then he also said, I see someone getting a room. I don't know what room it is, but I see somebody getting a room. And so I lifted up my amen net, and I caught the prophecy. And after So I actually forgot about it. I forgot about it and I was home. And then my auntie just texted me that I should go to her house and that she has sent me the guitar. And this time around, I didn't pay for it for her to send it. She bought it herself. She overcame all the excuses and shipped it. And I went for it. And it came with everything that I actually wanted, with a combo, with a bag and everything. And so about the room too, the hostel that I'm talking about is a very competitive hostel to get into. And you have to apply and you have to follow up on the application several times. But it only comes, the forms come on one day. Like, it just comes out. It's not like a period. So the day that the forms came, I wasn't around. I don't know where I was, but I wasn't around. So I couldn't apply for it. And then, I knew that, that was it. There was no way I was going to get it. And so I started discussing with a friend about my options since I couldn't get that one. And we spoke and spoke. So about last week, I received 4 missed calls from him. And I was like, why would he be calling me at this time? So I decided to return his call. And when I called, he was quite angry because he was like, so I applied for the room and I followed up on the room and I didn't tell him and I came and we were just discussing as if like I just came to waste his time. And I was like, oh no, I sincerely didn't apply. I don't know what you are talking about. And he said, oh, the list has just been released and my name is on the list. And I told him, look, let's be serious. You should send because it's very hard to get into that hostel. So he should send me a picture of the list. And he sent it to me. And by the grace of God, there were 33 names on the list. People's names and their IDs. And my name was number 32. Mm-hmm. Yes, my name was without an ID. So I believe through the prayers and the prophecies of Daddy, an angel placed my name there. And I really want to say a big thank you to our prophets for availing himself for the Lord to prophesy to us. And I also want to encourage you to believe in the prophecies and raise your amen net. Amen.
Amen. Do you want to hear more testimonies? We have a testimony coming from Gifty Anala from Anakazo Bible School. She says, my testimony is about how I received foreign currency after opening a dollar account by the grace of God. The prophet was preaching one day and he gave a word that soon we will receive foreign currencies. I believed it even though I didn't know how it was going to happen. A few days after the prophecy came, I was just praying and I kept feeling an urgency to open a dollar account. But I ignored it at first because I didn't know anyone who could give me the money. But I kept hearing the Holy Spirit probing me to open the account. A few days later, I was at the bank and I decided to just open a dollar account, although I still didn't know where the money would come from. I have a foreign account because I received a phone call from an unlikely relative asking me if I have a foreign account because she wants to send me US dollars. By the grace of God, I received dollars just like the prophet said we would. I thank God for the life of our prophet and all the prophecies he speaks over our lives. If he didn't speak the word, it wouldn't even occur to me to prepare myself to receive such a blessing. Church, these are the powerful testimonies that we have received. If you're excited, why don't you stand to your feet and give the Lord a shout of praise? And today I believe that your prophecy shall surely come to pass. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together as we welcome Ida.
Until the end. To do your will, I want to love. make a mistake when I called you? Should I have chosen another person or anointed another one? How many times will I give you dreams and visions and powerful convictions? Still you don't obey. The reason why I'm asking this question, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly. If I give my life for you, oh, will you give your life for me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? Feedback from the person I love so dearly. I wanna know if it all means nothing to you, and what I am saying doesn't touch you. You don't care about what I care for. The reason why I'm asking this question, you take it so lightly. You take me so lightly. If I give my heart to you, oh, will you give your heart to me? And if I die for you, will you die for me too? If I shed my blood for you, oh, what will you do with it? Will you despise my blood, or will you treasure it? If I give my heart to you, oh.
Love the Lord.
And gentlemen, it's time for the word. Amen. Bible says where two or three are gathered, he's in our midst. This morning, I believe that God is in our midst and we are going to have an encounter. And if you're excited, make your loudest noise as we welcome Bishop Dagger on me.
Hallelujah. Wow. Lift your hands. Father, thank you for the blessing. Thank you for your blessing. Lift your hands and ask God for the spirit of wisdom and revelation. God should reveal himself to you today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes. Thank you. Oh, yes. We are grateful, Jesus. We are grateful, Jesus. We are thankful, Jesus. Mando kabarangali mashandale beke mandalari amelele mele. Thank you for the spirit of revelation. 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 Oh, we give you thanks. We give you praise. In Jesus' name. Father, thanks for your word. Thanks for guiding us. Thanks for leading us. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said amen. You may be seated. Wow. What a blessing. Tell somebody sitting by you or standing by you, tell the person, it is well with you. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap offering. All right. You may be seated. Sound on stage. Beautiful. Today is a day where God is giving you his Holy Spirit. Amen. Do you believe it? Now, Jesus told us one important prayer to pray, and that was to pray for the Holy Spirit. And I believe today, as you are here in the house of God,
God is going to pour out his Holy Spirit on you. Amen. How many want the Holy Spirit to be poured out on you? Fantastic. When the Holy Spirit is given to you, beautiful things are going to happen. Yes. Isaiah 32 and verse 13. Isaiah 32 and verse 13. Hallelujah. What does it say? Upon the land of my people shall come up thorns and briars, yea, upon all the houses of joy in the joyous city. All right? Now, it goes on to say, because the palaces shall be forsaken, and the multitude of the city shall be left, the forts and towers shall be dens forever, a joy of wild asses, a pasture of flocks. How many want your palaces to be forsaken? Huh? There's nothing good about that. Your palaces are forsaken. A joy for wild asses, not even tame asses. Wild asses. Look at this, it's very bad. Your forts, that is your strong towers and powerful centers that you've built, have become dens. A den of lions, den of cobras, den of jackals, hyenas. Whatever animal wants to stay in your house, today it is blocked in Jesus' name. Now notice, verse 15. All these bad things are going to happen until the Spirit is poured upon us from on high. That is why I was telling you that today God is going to give you his Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. And when he gives you the Holy Spirit, the wilderness of your life shall be a fruitful field. Amen. So anyone here who is not able to be a good Christian, amen? Listen carefully. Anyone here is not able to be a good Christian, your life is a wilderness. Jackals, asses. You know, these are spiritual things. So the Bible says Babylon is filled with all kinds of creatures. You are receiving the Holy Spirit so that the wilderness, the wild place, will be turned into a controlled, fruitful field. When you go to a farm, it's controlled. A real farm, not what we have. The real farms. It's controlled from here to here, from here to here, from here to here. Your life will be controlled. All forms of wild things running around in your life are coming to an end today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Are you excited about that? How many want to receive the Holy Spirit? Receive the Holy Ghost on your life. Look at this, a beautiful verse. And the fruitful field will be counted for a forest. This is your future. You are going to, people will not recognize you. Say, well, was there a fruitful field here? It's become a forest. It's going to change. Yes. All those of you who animals are running into your life, running around, demons. You know, whilst we were in Zambia, a lot of spirits, I tell you, coming out of people. I told the people to pray, because before you realize, something is jumping into you. Whatever has inhabited you, today is out in Jesus' name. You will no more be afflicted by devils from now in Jesus' name. God bless you. Sit down. It will happen practically. Now, 2 Timothy chapter 1. I bring you greetings from Zambia. Wow. We were in Zambia for 3 weeks. Every night we're having a crusade. We started in Livingston, where the famous Victoria Falls are. And then we went to Choma, and then to Monze, and then Mazabuka. From Mazabuka, we went to Indola, Kafue. From Kafue, we went to Kabwe. From Kabwe, we went to Indola. From Indola, we went to Chilabombwe. From Chilabombwe, we went to Mufulira. From Mufulira, we went to Luansha. And then from Chilabombwe, Luansha, then Kitwe. Then we came to Chingola. 12 cities. Thousands of salvations and miracles and deliverances from devils. Hey! Thank God. Until the Spirit be poured. The Holy Spirit has been poured out on me. That is why I'm fruitful. He'll be poured out on you too in Jesus' name. Those are the very back. Can you hear me? Wave your hand if you can hear me. Those near the kebab. Okay. Don't let the kebab confuse. Nobody should make kebab when I'm preaching. Only getting to the very end, then you can let the kebab start coming. The smell can come. Then we know that we are getting to the end of the service. If you want a short church service, you shouldn't come here. You should come in the morning. There's a first service. But this is a prophetic encounter. And there's nothing short about this service. All right? It's a blessing. Amen. Now, today is for young people. Yes. If you are old, you may not appreciate this particular, but I believe we are all young enough. 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy. So this is for you, Timothy, the young guy. My dearly beloved son. Wow. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. You know, when you are going to choose a beloved, these characteristics, may you find them in the person you choose. Grace, mercy, and peace. Yes, grace. This is what God is wishing his son. And I mean, anybody going home with something, you must have these three qualities: grace, mercy, and peace. Grace is an ability to do something that you can't even do naturally. So the sister you must find must have abilities from God. God-given abilities. Yes. Look, you see, look at it. To my beloved son. To my beloved son. Yes. My beloved. This is what you wish for a beloved. These are the only three things you need. It's not about beauty, face, the whiteness of this, of being of this. Of... No. To my beloved son, grace, mercy. You must have somebody who is not bearing a grudge. Someone who has not developed a mood. Is not happy about something already. We haven't even started the marriage. The person is depressed and not excited because of something that you have to apologize before we can continue. Too many sorries, one relationship. Too many wrongs. Based on your small book of rules that you don't know where you got that rule book from. Huh? Can't see for boys and girls. Is that where the book? Hey! May you have mercy, when am I? And may you find a peaceful creature for your house. Brothers, this is my beloved son. Nana, look at it. My beloved son. May you have these three things from God. There will be no sound of shouting in your house. You will never have to say in your house, I am the head of this house. No. You will never be provoked to say something. When you have to say that, it means a crisis has come. It will happen. I say it will. I prophesy over your life. I predict over your life. Yes. Yes. You see, and I'm prophesying. I'm not advising. I'm prophesying to the dry bones. And I'm saying that may you have peace. And you will have peace. In Jesus' name. After marriage, you are coming for counseling to settle disputes. No, it won't happen. Grace, mercy, and peace from God. Receive it. Verse 3. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers. With a pure conscience, that without ceasing, I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day. Prayers are not for only the night. They are for the day. They are for all the time. So you must always be praying. When you are in a car, in a taxi, somebody sees your mouth moving, you know, you are praying, always praying. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. All right? So God is blessing you so that, and that is why, you know, sometimes you when you see somebody, a blessing comes. You know, one prophet was explaining, he said, sometimes when I'm in the presence of somebody, then I begin to have a word of knowledge. Because there are things that happen when you are physically present. All right. Now, verse 5. We are getting to the verse we want. We are just looking for a verse, but it will come up shortly. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that it is in thee also. You know, there is a theory that some things are passed on spiritually. You know, there's a theory, but we don't know whether it is true. So sometimes if you are rebellious or some way, I don't know if it's possible, but in this series, Eunice and Lois, Eunice and Timothy, right, you get a feeling that, volumes, because I'm not shouting, you get a feeling that things can be passed on. So you have to be careful, because, you know, sometimes you see that if you are some way, your children can also be some way. Yes. Maybe it's a spirit, it's transmitted in the house. It's transmitted in the house. And it goes into the children. So be careful. Verse 6. Soon we'll have our children's church. And this also. Right. Verse 6. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. Now, the gift of God is such that it needs to be stirred up. Now, you can have a gift, but it will not be useful. Like a gift, somebody can give you an envelope, you will not open it. You didn't open it and stir up the envelope and say, hey, what is it? Or a package, and you don't open it, you don't stir it up. So you may be given a package, all right, and you need to open it and stir it up. Now, how do you stir it up? You stir it up. There are various ways to stir it up. All right, then it says in verse 7, for God has not given us. Please, can children be taken out of the hall? Children are disturbing me. Children crying at the back there, please. Cannot be. Go to the next yard, the other place. It's for us. Go to that side. Go to the other side. Now, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Now, I realize that for a young person to do well with the gift of God. As for gifts, people have it. I've seen people who have gifts. Let's say, like, you know, the people who sing, who sang, they have gifts. As for gifts, no problem. Gifts, there are gifts. But as to whether you will get in your life to use your gift, that's another question. That's the other question. Some of the most gifted people become useless in the church. And I remember years ago when Ida first came, I used to tell, because there were other people who were singing. I used to say, it's not just the singing. There is more than the singing. And I don't go just by gift. It's not just by the gift. So he said, stir up the gift. Then he was saying that, you know, you stir up the gift because God has not given you a spirit of fear. So when God gives you a gift, you need to overcome fear. And then he gives you a spirit of power, spirit of love, and of a sound mind. So these are spirits. And I believe they are also part of the Holy Spirit. Spirit of power, spirit of love, and spirit of a sound mind. You know, with these three spirits, you can stir your gift and use your gift. These three spirits. Spirit of love, spirit of power, and spirit of a sound mind. Now, you have to listen very carefully. Don't joke with what I'm saying. Don't take it like, don't just shout out of, just like making noise. Don't say amen till you hear what is being said. It may be a curse. So listen, when you see that, hey, I have to say amen, then you say amen. Or you shout whatever you want to shout. But don't just shout out of the shouting sake. He said, you have to stir it up because God has not given you a spirit of fear, So it means when you have fear, you can't work. And you, but he has given us something that can enable us to do the work, or something that can enable us to use our gift, which is the reason why many people don't end up using their gifts. Because you may be a gifted dancer, or you may be a gifted singer, but after some time, you will not be using your gift again. Because these three spirits are not working in you. The spirit of power, spirit of love, and spirit of a sound mind. You may not know. You may be gifted as a beautiful girl. Oh yes. But your beauty would not maybe earn you a marriage. Or even earn you a happy marriage. Because you don't have these three things. Spirit of power, that gift will not work. Spirit of love, you don't have love. A lot of loveless people. Most people, I would say, my watching around, people don't know how to love. Everybody feels they are loving, but actually, the one who is experiencing is the one who can tell you that. I don't feel loved. I don't feel any love. Some of the most loveless people are the ones who want love badly. Yes, loveless. So, the great gift that God is giving to you is going to be made real and possible by these three powerful spirits. Spirit of power, spirit of love, and spirit of a sound mind. I don't mean an attitude. I don't mean knowledge. I don't mean a teaching. I mean a spirit. So there is something like a spirit of love. A lot of people don't have the spirit of love. And a lot of people don't have the spirit of power. And amazingly, a lot of people don't have the spirit of a sound mind. So, I want to share with you and prophesy over your life also these three spirits. So that's my topic. The spirit of love, spirit of power, and spirit of a sound mind. This is what I'm talking about. Because you need these three. You know, even when you are very gifted, you need these three. Even when you have a gift, whatever, beautiful, singer, you have money, you have acting, dancing, any gift you have, even business, if it's a gift, you need these three things. Yes. And without these three spirits, your wonderful gift may just end up on the rubbish dump. You talk about singers and musicians. Look, I myself have been a musician. I am still a musician of some sort. I've been in the music sector from day one. That's where I joined. I became a Christian and moved into Calvary Road Incorporated, straight into the music side. Straight. I never joined any other section. You talk of gifted people. You talk of people who have abilities and gifts from God. Because you see, when the singers sing, we know we can do. When you try now, you see, it will not be good. So we all know that these are graces from the Lord. But amazingly, it doesn't do well. Talk about beauty. Sometimes it's the more beautiful girls who don't get married. In fact, my communication with people who are married, have been those who say they are so happily married, they often are not married to outstanding beauties. This is it's almost like a list that I'm compiling in my private. Tell your girlfriend. What do you say? The diary. Journal, whatever. Yes, I'm almost compiling a list. Those who are happy. Because there are some people that are so happy, their only problem, when you have a happy marriage, your main problem is the death of your spouse. If she or he goes, that's it. Your sadness will become like a skyscraper going into the sky. Those who have happy marriages, of which there are a large number of people have happy marriages. Often, you go into the diary secret, you find out that the beauty of that person is not even what you see when you come to church. Those with those beautiful, what have you? You can't imagine, they lack these three things. Spirit of love, spirit of power, and spirit of a sound mind. I'm a bear. It's not there. Oh. Amazing. Are you still around? Yeah. So, you know, just to introduce you to that spirit. Now, how do you know when something has become a spirit? Something that has become a spirit is always characterized by something that has left or moved away from the realm of logic, thinking, and reasoning. Do you see? That's when it's a spirit. It has moved away from the realm of reason or good sense. Then it doesn't add up. Like homosexuality is like that. That is why it's transmitted by endorsing it. Yes, if you endorse it and you approve of it, it spreads. Yes. If you endorse it, it spreads without reason. That's how it's spreading in Europe. You see, somebody has brought his child 10 years old. One of my church members was telling me, 10-year-old child. And they are telling that the child is saying that I'm not a boy or I'm not a girl. And they are changing from a dress to trousers at 10. Two children in the class. And all the children are told not to. Say, don't call him Jim. Call him Jane. He's not 10 years old. 10. Not 11. Not 12. Not 30. Not even puberty. In England today. So that's where you know things have moved away from logic, reason, and good sense. Do you see? Then you can see how spiritual it is. Well, it doesn't make sense anymore what you are doing. Like the madman of Adara, he was cutting himself with stones and crying at the same time. Then he would cut himself, then he would cry. Then he would cut himself and he would cry. And he was living in the cemetery. And it doesn't make sense what he's doing. Once it moves out of the realm of reason and thinking and rationalization, then you see that you've moved into the spirit realm or another realm, not the mental realm. That's what I'm trying to say. So this spirit of power, love, and samanda, when things move out of the realm of reason, love which doesn't have a reason, do you see? It doesn't even seem to make sense, but I love you. Why do you love me? It doesn't have any good sense to it or reasons for it. You've moved into the spirit of the thing, of love and power. And you can't explain the abilities that the person has. You know, how do you have the strength or the ability or the financial strength to do something like this? Do you see? It has moved from the realm of explanations, understanding, logic, reason, good sense, rationalization to another realm. And the spirit of a sound mind. The mind. I hope you will be around when I'm doing the spirit of the sound mind. Because I'm going to take you to a whole lot of things. I hope you all be around for the spirit of the sound mind. You really need to hear the sound mind part. Because people can't do well because they don't have a sound mind. The mind doesn't work well. And you'll be surprised. All these things are about. If you were to read the Bible, you don't need it to do psychiatry. And I hope to show you different things that you can diagnose yourself to so that that spirit will go away from you. So now, we are moving out of love as a reason. You know, when you marry somebody and the person has to be taught, okay, This is how to love your wife. Step number one, look at her. Step number two, smile at her. Step number three, say nice things to her. Step number four, give her money. If that is what you understand, buy a biscuit for her. Yes. Do you see? Then it's a little lower. But when the person comes and takes his guitar and stands outside your window and starts to sing, "There is none like you." And you wonder, what are you doing? What is this guy doing? He's disturbing the whole house. "No one else can touch my heart like you do. I could search for all eternity, Lord, and find there is none like you." Hey! Why is he singing? My mother is dead. Wow! "There is none like you." Then it has gone higher than sit down. This is what to do. Number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. Yes, then it's a spirit. It's gone out of reason. It's a spirit of love. Yes. And you have to tell the lady, this is how to love him. Do this. Here's a diagram of how the things you can do. Do this. Yes. These are the diagram. Diagram 1 to diagram 8. Figure 1, figure 2, figure 3, figure 4. These are the things. You can see that the spirit of love is not there. Yes. It's not a spirit yet. Yes, you have to go through the points to explain. These are things to do. This is how to smile. Yes, you would have thought that everybody would smile. But some people don't smile naturally. The smile is gone. I don't know where it went to, but it's vanished. Now, the spirit of love is a wonderful spirit. Spirit of love, spirit. I don't even know which one to. If we do, or we'll go to tonight. All right. Now, beautiful. Let's look at the spirit of power. Yes, the spirit of power. Power is the ability God gives you. Amen. Beyond your natural, logical, reasonable strengths and connections. Today, God is giving you an ability beyond. Listen, I'm talking about financial strength. This is your strength, but God is giving you an ability beyond it. I believe it. I believe it. Beyond your strength, what you can imagine, God is doing it for you. Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 20. The spirit of power. "Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think." Huh? "According to the power." According to the power that works in us. According to the power. You see? Exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think is according or is in line with a power that is working in you. If the power was not working in you, you would not have abundantly above what you can think about. You only have what you can think about. And you will not have above what you can ask. I prayed only for 100 members in my church. 100. I said, if I have a 100 member church, I have fulfilled my calling, my call of God. I can't lie to you. I was in England with my pastor Basa Bassett, who ordained me. I prayed for 100 people. If 100 people can come to the church, I said, I finished my work on earth. Yes. Amazing. There are 5,000 chairs in this room. So, power takes you above the spirit of power. So, I'm leading you to how to pray. This one is a prayer. We are continuing the prayer thing we had at this place, Mountain of the Lord. Yes, I'm showing you Luke 11:13. If you ask for the Holy Spirit, I'm showing you the Spirit. You see, there are many things in the Spirit that are not what you think it is. It's more than what you think. When they say the spirits of God, they say ask for the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of power. He says, now, according to He who can give you abundantly above. I like the part, what you ask, and then what you think, like you imagine for yourself. How many realize that we all have some imaginations for ourselves? La shopa, la bacado, la banda, la banda, le mabanda. Receive the spirit of power in your life. Above what you can think about. Sit down. Look. My vision. My thinking. I had a dream. Lord, I'm going to serve you. And I'll never have a house to stay in. But I want to ask for one thing. When I said yes to the Lord, I said, Snit Flats. Snit Flats. If God can bless me with one 2-bedroom flat in my lifetime, thank you, Jesus. I can't lie to you. If I'm preaching too. You know, you're not supposed to lie, and then in preaching too, you start telling lies. Please. Yes. I said, Snit Flats. That's all because it was a new thing at that time. So, just if possible. Yes. He has done for me above what I asked. Above what I asked. Exceedingly, abundantly, above, I declare, listen to dry bones here, oh, here. You see, ask the prophet, can these bones live? He said, I don't know what. Then he said, prophesy to the bones. Prophesy to the bones. I prophesy and predict over your life abundantly above what you are asking or even thinking for your life. In Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. From today, you are going to start experiencing things you've never thought about. You are starting to see things you have never imagined you would see. You are going to go places you have never imagined you would go. You will talk to people who are far above what you ever thought you would see. Some of you have been thinking of a certain type of brother to marry. Don't cry about it. Don't cry about it. you are going to have, listen, above. Did you hear? I said above. Above what you are. A sweet person will meet you at your door every day. Receive it in the name of Jesus. So many people don't have a sweet person meeting them when they come home. They have a person who is just around. You will have a sweet something. Very nice. Brothers, do you believe what I'm saying? Something sweet will come to meet you every day in the name of Jesus. Above. 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 Above what you can ask and what you think. Yes. You know, years ago I went and stood in front of a pijo. I'm a Nigerian, they say pojot. Pijo 405. And I stretch out my faith. Father, Talebota. Talebota. Stretch out your hand and give me this car. Second hand. Second hand. Somebody else usually doesn't like it. You'll be receiving new things in your life. Some of you have thought of being CD millionaires. But I predict one day you'll be watching television and somebody who thinks he's a rich person will be saying what he is worth. Then you calculate it and realize that you are worth more than the man who is on television saying that is what he's worth. You can't be poor after today. Hallelujah. Somebody's doing something to my sound. Sit down. I don't like the sound. I don't like the sound. Somebody playing games. I don't like what I have here, please. It's not bright. Right. I love it. That's the power. It worked according to power. Yeah. So that's why you need to pray for the spirit of power. Spirit of power. Amen. Now, Psalm 110. Verse 1. The spirit of power has another effect on your life. This is the most beautiful part of the spirit of power. Amen. Psalm 110, verse 1. The spirit of power makes you willing. It's like it makes it easy for you. Psalm 110, verse 1 says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit down, sit down, sit down, sit down. While I make your enemies your footstool." Your foot is on the devil's head. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? Verse 2. "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies." You are going to be ruling in this life. "The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies." Verse 3. Beautiful. "Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power." You see, in the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. It's beautiful. It says, thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. You see, when there is power, people are willing. Yes. When the spirit of power is working in you, you are willing. You are happy about it. But when the spirit of power is not in you, I say, let's go to church. So they are dragging you to church. It's like you are doing somebody a favor. But when the spirit of power comes, it's like the ability has come. So it's the easiest thing for you to do. It's like somebody say, if I ask you, all of you, just wave your fingers like this. How many are willing? You have so much power to do it. But if I ask you, all of you, take out $100, $200, you see that you are not so willing. The hands go down. $100, $100, then the fingers go down. The power is not there. So if that becomes a meeting, it becomes a discussion. That's why I've had so many meetings with people about going on the mission field. Because the spirit of power is not, the Holy Spirit was not in them. That's why there has to be a meeting. Those who are missionaries, who have the Holy Spirit working in them, this spirit I'm talking about, you even have to control them. So, where are you saying? Do you want to go here? So, you say where I go. It doesn't matter. What is there doesn't matter. Don't need to go there first. I'm going. The willing in the day of thy power. Willingness is one of the main characteristics of the presence of the spirit of power. Because it's easy. When the spirit of power is in you and they say give, you even be chasing to give. So I want to give. I want to give. Where have you reached? Can I pay this? Can I pay this? Willingness. Willingness is so much where the Holy Spirit of power is working in somebody's life. That's why I said we should pray for the Holy Spirit and pray for this spirit. The spirit of power. Thy people shall be willing. Thy people shall be willing. Or they will be ready. You don't have to talk much. And you see that in many of the younger people, the spirit of power is working in. That's why I said, go here. Yes, go, come, stand, sit, stay in church, stay longer, listen to the message. The spirit of power is working and they are willing. They are willing. But those who are dried up, dried old trees, green, brown leaves, they are not willing to stay longer. They are not willing to hear longer messages. They want to leave. Oh, yes. Spirit of power. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. So when the power of God is working, you find out that people are willing. And when the spirit of power is in you, the Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit, you see that you're flowing. When you say, oh, stop fornicating happily. You look at the guy and say, you know something? Goodbye. You're not saying, hi, James, and all this type of amen. I need to see you. And you look at how the girl was saying, I'll see you later. And you know, I mean, come on. You say, goodbye. It's over. You'll not see my face again. You see my face in heaven, or if you are going to hell, then you never see my face again. It's finished. I finished with you. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. You'll not be saying I'm broken hearted because of some silly boy who can do nothing for you. Yes. What can he do for you? Nothing. And over that boy, you are unwilling to follow Christ. You sacrifice God, sacrifice church, sacrifice everything you know over some boy or some girl. It's because the Holy Spirit, you are dried of the Holy Ghost. Dry. But when the Holy Ghost is in you, the spirit of power. You see, the spirit of power is working with me for me to serve God. Ah, it's my joy. When I go to crusade, When I go to prayer, it's my joy. Every house I stay in, everywhere there's water, there's no water, we are so happy to be blessed. We are blessed here. It's so in my joy. My joy. You know, yesterday, I've been around, we are having, I'm on a conference all the way up to Sunday. And I'm going to another give thyself holy. Continuously. It's like I'm on a holiday. Because the spirit of power is in me. This is not a problem. I decided yesterday or the day before, I said, I'll go to the Kodesh to say thank you to them because they gave us a good offering to go for the crusade. It's nothing to me. It's a joy. I'm willing. It's not all. This is my third service. I'm preaching four services today. Yesterday, I was at the Independence Square till in the afternoon. Yes. It's my joy. I wake up 3 a.m., 2 a.m. It's my joy. The spirit of power makes me willing to do all that he has for me to do. You are not forcing me. You don't have to pay me. When I went to Zambia, I told the people, there's nothing you can give me to come here. I don't need anything from you. I don't need anything. I said it over and over. There is no man. There is nothing. I didn't come here for honorarium. I've passed all those stages. I hear the spirit of power makes me willing to. Every corner, where they said Congo is here. This is like this. They were describing so many things. I said, no problem. We can go there. We will go there. We will go there. They say, this is like this. I said, don't worry. The spirit of power. My people shall be willing. They are eager. You have to rather control them. So when you see people that you have to drag around, beg them to come for camps, beg them to come for me, negotiate for them to be at church. Come, your service is 1.5 hours, 2 hours, and then you are finished with God for the day. They are dry. They are devoid of the Holy Spirit. This particular spirit, you see, a young person needs these spirits. Spirit of power. Spirit of love. And spirit of a sound mind. In order to fulfill your gift. Otherwise, to be with you, you never fulfill anything. When the spirit of power is in, nobody will ask you to give. You know, recently I can see the spirit of God is on people to give. Yes, they just give. So I was coming to say, I want to pay this. I hear it's your birthday. We want to do a project for your birthday, to celebrate your birthday. Yes. One brother came and said, I want to spend $50,000. I want to spend $100,000 for your birthday. For the church project. I said, which project? I said, should I send my secretary? Go show him this one. He said, I'll pay for it. Then he paid. No discussion. I never raise funds. I never ask for anything. Power. Spirit of power makes people willing. They are willing to do that. You can't even control them. I told Archbishop before. I said, there is nothing you can tell me to honor you. It's something that it's from inside. It's something God showed me. There's no reason for it. I don't have a reason for what I'm doing. Yes, it's a spirit of power that makes you able to do things. It's wonderful. Are you still around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isaiah chapter 1. No, not Isaiah chapter 1. Exodus 35. Exodus 35 verse 20. Look at it. Now, this was Moses in the tabernacle, the house of God. He's doing the house of God. Verse 20, and the congregation of the children of Israel departed from the presence of Moses. He gathered them. He talked to them. I can't read the whole passage. Talk to them about what to do for the house of God. Verse 21, and they came. Everyone whose heart stirred him up. Whose heart stirred him up by what? The spirit of power. And everyone whom his spirit made willing. You see, the spirit made the person willing. It's not fundraising. The spirit made the people willing. And they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation and for all his service and for the holy garments which the priests were going to put on. The Spirit made the people willing to give. It's not about extracting people's blood. When the Spirit of God is open, the Spirit makes you willing. Yeah. Look, you don't have to pay me to preach here. I came here myself. I came to speak to children. People who don't have anything. I came happily. I left those who sell curtain materials, those who sell iron rods, those who sell carpets, those who have money, those who have big cars. Today I went to the Kodesh first service. The whole car park is full of first service. With big cars. Look at us over here. We have more buses than cars. Our members are coming buses. You cannot pay me or even encourage me to serve God. I want to serve him. That Holy Ghost on me has made me want to give my... I'm counting my years left in my life. I'm counting the song that Keziah sang. I wrote that song. I don't want to ever say I want to go back to do something. I don't want to walk the street. I'll see the church members and see the people. I'll see the first will be last and the last will be first. I don't want to be saying I want to go back. I want to come back to the earth. I want to go back and come and do something I didn't do. Every day I think about it. Every day I think about it. I don't want to ever say that. I wrote that song. I don't want to say I want to go back and do some more. No. I regret the way I lived, how I lived. No. Even in my marriage, I don't want to go back. Anything I can't communicate, my wife, I've written the list. When I get to heaven, I'll call her, come for a meeting, let me show you all these topics we discuss with her in heaven. Things. Yes. I don't want to say, I want to go back. God has made me willing to die for him. If I will be tied to a stake and bent for him, I thank God. I thank God I will be included in such a group. Yes, it's an honor. There's a certain spirit that makes you willing. So that's why sometimes some of you wonder, you say you are going to wear as missionary. To where? You know Mozambique, did you hear once there was a flood there? Somebody gave birth on a tree. Yes, somebody gave birth on it. It was on CNN. She gave birth on a tree. There was the flood. Yeah, we were in that town. What was it? Magude. Little town. With some river. I don't know what it is that is there. Yeah, you drive on the railway line. You drive a car on the railway line and you cross. We're happy to be there. Oh, yes. We drove 150 kilometers in the night to be there. We couldn't get anywhere to sleep, so we had to drive back 150 kilometers in the midnight after the crusade. I was happy. My birthday, I spent my birthday in Chokwe, surrounded by animals, the smelliest place. But later as I was there, I said, wow, Jesus was born in a stable. My birthday is in the with animals. He said in Exodus 35, he says, they came, the people came, they came, everyone whose heart stirred him up, whom the Spirit made the person willing. So willingness is the Spirit. Amen. You're struggling with people who don't have this willing Spirit. There's a Spirit they don't have. So let's pray. You know, some of you, you see, like, pornography is not dying, fornication is not dying. Masturbation is not dying. And some of you don't even have the willingness for it. But when you have the willingness, so God will keep you. There will be some internal, and it's not from preaching that will make you stop it. You look and say, this thing, I can see that from something I heard, it's going to continue and going to get worse. And it's going to turn into another problem in the future. It will twist and become a new type of variation of a problem. You, within you, you see that this thing must go out of my life. And it's going. And it will go in Jesus' name. But if you are not willing, it will be as though it's pressure coming from the pastor. That's why he said, Timothy, you need the spirit of power. You need the spirit of love. And you need the spirit of a sound mind. Sound mind mostly for the girls. Yes, mostly for the girls. I hope you are here when I talk about that one. Wow, Isaiah. Isaiah, chapter 1, verse 19. Beautiful. Or let's read verse 18 first. Come now, let us reason together. Says the Lord, though your sin be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be white as wool. Beautiful. If you be willing. If you be willing. Not if you be willing. One day Jesus appeared to Kenneth Hagin, and he told the Lord, but I've obeyed you. He said, you obeyed me, but you were not willing. You obeyed me, but you were not willing. You obeyed me, but you were not willing. You did what I said, but there wasn't energy. One pastor told me, it was in a very difficult circle. I was sitting in the car. Car was raining. There was water all over the car. He told me a difficulty in his marriage. He said, my wife was not willing. She would lie there and speak words to him. So, do what you want to do. She would do it, but not willing. He said, that's why I've done what I've done. He told me, that's why I've done what I've done. He was crying. He was crying and it was raining. And we couldn't see out because the water was all over the windows. He was crying, it was raining, and he was talking. And he said, that's why I've done what I've done. Beautiful she is. Nice outside, everything, but not willing. Not, you can feel it when somebody's not willing and he's with you. And he said, if you want to eat the good of the land, not only obedient, but it makes the obedience nice. Yes. So it's coming from within you. I'm willing. Not just obedient, but I'm willing and obedient. I was shocked when Kenneth Hagin told that story. Jesus appeared to him physically 8 times. One of them was this one. He said, you obeyed me, but you were not willing. And he referred him to go and read. He said that if you are willing and obedient, not just obedient, but willing and obedient, then is when you see the good. That's why you are not seeing the good of the land. You see, you can't be in Ghana and see the good of Ghana if you are not here happily. Me, I'm here happily. I don't have to be here. I can be in another country. I don't have to. You can see from my color that I've got some blood from somewhere else. Yes. I'm here happily. Willingly. I will not go to a crusade unhappily. Willingly. From day one, 23 days, 3 weeks. Happily, joyfully, then you eat the good of the land. I saw only good things in Zambia. I said, what a land, what a land. Oh God, missionaries. I was thinking of that only. I'm happy to serve God. It's not, you can't pay me. There is, money can't make me happy to serve. You know what I told the Lord? I said, Lord, if you are happy with me, give me churches in this country. That's what I ask you. Give me churches. Give me pastors here. Send missionaries. I say, Lord, this is all that I want from you. So, if you are willing and obedient, I prophesy good things. So, you say you are going for outreach as if they are dragging meat, from meat marketing board, as if they are pulling some 20 kilos. Have you ever seen a suitcase that gets up and walks with you and says, well, I'm here to help you? You have made yourself like a spiritual suitcase. Proverbs 31. Some small marriage can come in here. Proverbs 31. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. You could work, but not willingly. working, but not willingly, not happily. God is giving you the spirit of power. Stand to your feet, everybody. Micah chapter 3, verse 8. Everybody standing. Everybody standing. I truly am full of power by the Spirit of the Lord and of judgment and might to declare unto Jacob his transgression and to Israel his sin. You see, he said, I am full of power to do the work of God. To preach, to speak the words that I have to speak. I'm full of power. Receive power to do the work of God from today. So these three spirits are what you need. Spirit of power. Spirit of love. Yeah, when we talk about the spirit of love. Ish. Spirit of, not love, spirit of love. Yes. Beyond reason. And the spirit of a sound mind. These are the three spirits you need to accomplish. So as you go out from here, I want us to be praying for the spirit of... Willingly, you will drop all the curses that are following you. Every plague, every sin, every mistake, everything that has... I see somebody, something has attached itself to your lower leg. God is cutting it off from you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Whatever followed you here is cut off in Jesus' name. Yes, willingly. Willingly. You are willingly, in the day of his power, you are willingly going to disconnect from everything that is not part of your life. Every person. I said, did you hear that? I said, every person that is not a part of your destiny is cut off today by the spirit of power. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and thank God. Father, thank you for your blessing. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We praise. We give you praise. Thanks. Willing. My people. Psalm 110, verse 3. My people shall be willing. Shall be willing. In the day of thy power. Blessed be the name of the Lord. 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 Ask God for the Holy Spirit, Spirit of power. Willingly, you will give. Willingly, you will sacrifice. Willingly, you will obey. Willingly, you will do His will. Willingly, joyfully. Thank you, Father. Thank you. She worketh willingly with her hands. Father, thanks for the blessing of the spirit of power that is imparted to everyone today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed. If you are here this morning, you want to give your life to Jesus, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. If you are here like that, wherever you are, I don't know who you are. Maybe you were invited. But God wants to give you salvation, pure salvation, to save your life. Maybe you have lived a wicked life, but God is saying today, be willing to serve God, to accept Jesus Christ. If you are here like that, wherever you are, you want to give your life to God, I want to pray with you before we close. If you are here like that, lift your hand, just lift your right hand like this very quickly. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus today. Today. I want to be willing now to receive Jesus as my Savior. Ah, maybe you have lived the life of sin and wrong living, but today is a turning point. Then your right hand must be up quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God, so many hands are lifted up. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front here. Come. Come from where you are. Come. 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 Let me pray with you. Come. Come all the way, come all the way. Come on. Jesus. Come all the way, let me pray with you. My people shall be willing in the day of his power. Hallelujah. Now, listen. Lift your hands and say this prayer with me if you are willing. How many are willingly giving your life to God? Say, Jesus, forgive me for my sins. Have mercy on me. Today, I open my heart. Please forgive me. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. I receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. Please write my name in the book of life. From today, I am a child of God. Say, from today, I give my heart to Jesus. I give my life to Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Please wash me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Now, I want to give you one of my books. One of my books. It's a blessing. This book costs 40 CDs, but I'm giving to you free as a gift. How to Pray. Are you excited about that? Are you excited about this special gift? From today, this church is your home. Why? Because as you've come here, you are born again. Say, born again. Say, born again. Born again. Yes. And God is giving you his Holy Spirit. We are having Holy Spirit also. We are going to pray for you to receive the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you cannot do much. You cannot do much for the Lord. Amen. Father, bless each one of these who have come forward to give their lives. Touch their lives forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Please, when we finish, you see the written over that red thing that is hanging there, Salvation Corner. As soon as we close, just come to that side. And one of the anointed pastors is coming to give you something. And then you'll go back. So don't go willingly. Now, we don't want unwilling people. Are you willing? You are willing. Beautiful. Over there, Salvation Corner. As soon as we close, and you'll be out in 5 minutes. All right? Clap for these wonderful souls. And you may take your seats. It's time for communion.
Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Drink, this is my blood, which is shed for you. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. The cup of blessing which we bless, it's the communion of the blood of Christ. The bread which we break, it's the communion of the body of Christ. Oh, this is the holy meal, the meal of God. Oh, oh, oh. It will sustain you, it will make you whole. Oh, when I see the blood,
when I see the blood.
Oh, 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 oh.
Corinthians 11 verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread, amen, and drink of that cup. As we come to the end of the service and we receive our communion, it says, he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause, many are weak and sickly, and many sleep. Now, Holy Communion has, is it that eateth and drinketh unworthily, drinketh damnation. So you may think you are drinking wine, but you are drinking damnation. That's why it's called the cup of blessing which we bless. It's not just a piece of bread. You know, the whole church in the past was divided over this topic. Whether when you are taking Holy Communion, it turns into Jesus Christ himself or is symbolic. It's a point of division from Calvin, Martin Luther, Zwingli and all the other reformers. This was the main point that even divided them. Now, you must realize that something which when you drink, they say you've drank damnation. And the damnation is that many are weak, many are sickly, and many are dead. So that means that it has some power on your health. Yes, it has power physically. It's not just symbolic. If it was symbolic, it's something that is a symbol. But the fact that it can make somebody sick and make somebody weak and actually make somebody die shows you that the symbolic thing is past. It's a real thing. So today, as you receive this bread, it says the cup of blessing that we bless. Today, as you receive this bread, whatever is weak in you is strengthened. Whatever is sick in you, whether it has been diagnosed or it has not even been diagnosed, is healed. And whatever makes you die before your time is cut off from your life in Jesus' name. Stand to your feet. And when I see the blood, Father, thank you. Today we receive the body of Jesus. We receive and eat and drink the cup of blessing. We declare this to be the healing virtue, the manifestation of the cross in the life of everyone. Receive life, receive healing, and receive strength. Weakness is out. Sickness is out. Short life is out. Your life is extended minimum 70 years. Receive it in the name of Jesus, the body of Jesus Christ. Thank you. Whatever mistake you've made that is controlling your life to go towards the left side, to control your life towards a U-turn, to control your life towards a side road instead of the main road of your life, as I lift up this blood, may your mistakes be covered. May you be exempted from punishment. May you be saved from what is due you, from your errors and your mistakes. May your mistakes be washed away by the blood of the Lamb. May you stand before Him pure and holy. May your life be extended because of the blood. When I see the blood, I'll pass over. May your punishment go to the next house. May your punishment miss your road and find another street. May the punishment that is due you miss your city and your town. Father, thank you for the blood that we receive. The blood of Jesus.
Today you hold in your hand supernatural meal.
Lift your hands and receive your blessing.
Communion of the bread. Communion.
Father, thank you for your children gathered here.
Oh, this is the bread.
Let your blessing rest upon everyone. The blessing of supernatural provision. Provide supernaturally. By the miracle of supernatural provision, let there be none in need amongst us. Let there be none weak. Let there be none sick. Heal and deliver from plagues, from curses, breast lumps and breast cancers. Be healed from HIV. Be healed from sexually transmitted diseases. Whatever makes you to be admitted in the hospital, be healed from it now. Whatever makes them to set up a drip on you, be healed of it now in Jesus' name. Whatever makes your head to be crushed inside a windscreen, you are saved from it now in Jesus' name. Whatever makes you to be in a bus that is doomed, a bus that is damned by the cup of blessing, you are declared an escapee from every bus of damnation in the name of Jesus. Every aeroplane of damnation, where all the passengers are doomed, you are declared an escapee and you are exempted in Jesus' name. May the angel of the Lord locate you. May the angel of the Lord stand by you and fight for you. Let there be a series of circumstances that arrange themselves in your favor. May things work out in your favor now. May you have favor before the king. As the spirit fell on the early church and the people had favor, they had favor. Favor. And all men had all things in common and there was none that had a need. May that be how your life will be described. When people are discussing you, they will not pity you. They will envy you. As the Philistines envied Isaac, may you also be envied in Jesus' name. Where you were discussing someone who seems blessed and who seems favored, may they discuss you who seem blessed and favored. In the name of Jesus. Although you may not be the prettiest girl, I declare that your time of favor has come and you are chosen in the name of Jesus. Whatever makes men to see you but not to choose you, I wipe it from your face. From today, you are favored. You'll be chosen several times. Receive wisdom to decide who to say yes to. In the name of Jesus. I see a young man. You are just doing business, trying to do something small. Whatever people call something small has been called something big by the Lord. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Something big is delivered into your hands. Something big is delivered into your hands. May you inherit money. May you inherit gold. May you inherit silver. May you inherit houses. May God splash you with blessings and inheritance. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lift your hand now. He's coming towards you with a good surprise. May you have good news this week. May you have good news this week. May good news come in your direction this week in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is tormenting you, you know, this unsolvable problem that is chronic, never going away issues, I declare and command by the power of the blood of the Lamb, it is solved this week in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for your power. Now receive the hand of the Lord, stretch out into your situation. When you go home today, whatever was tormenting you, it shall bow to you in the name of Jesus. Your house will now be nice. Your house will now be free. I command the spirit of liberty and freedom at home. Liberty and freedom at home. Liberty and freedom at home and happiness. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, thank you. Thank you. Your children are blessed. You are growing up to be a nice person. Your life will be called a nice life and a nice person and a nice life. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lift your hand and thank God for all these prophetic words spoken over you. They will surely come to pass practically. Receive new jobs and expansion to your job and expansion to your business. Ah, the Lord is doing it. Beyond your imagination. Beyond your imagination. Beyond your imagination. Beyond your imagination. Beyond your expansion. Your job is expanded. Your work is expanded. Your incomes are expanded by the grace and the power of God. Receive the grace of God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, thank you. Now, as Joseph, the prisoner, a slave, was entering into Potiphar's house, and the Bible said he received favor. May you also be favored. May you be chosen. And may you be liked. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a shout of hallelujah.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's Word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books and other resources by Dykewood Mills, please visit our website at www.dykewoodmills.org. God richly bless you.